One of the better-known constellations in our sky is Gemini the Twins. You may have heard about it because it's one of the 12 constellations that make up the popular zodiac. These constellations all lie along something astronomers call the ecliptic. We'll explore the ecliptic more in just a bit. You may also recognize Gemini because it's the spot where you will want to look to see the annual meteor shower in mid-December, the Geminids. At its peak, you can see a meteor, or what some people call a shooting star, every minute. Now, that's much less dramatic than what we're seeing here in this simulation, but if you can catch a really great one, it is worth the wait. Let's take a closer look at this area in space and explore. Gemini is sort of a rectangle shape in the stars. Together, the stars represent the twins Castor and Pollux from Greek mythology. In fact, the top two stars of the rectangle are named Castor and Pollux. These stars mark the heads of the twins. Gemini is also where the variable star Propis is located. Remember that a variable star is a star that periodically changes its brightness. Propis is a Greek word meaning foot. Since it's Greek for foot, it makes sense that this star is found at the bottom of the rectangle. German astronomer and geophysicist Julius Schmidt first recorded Propis as a variable star in 1865. Compare it to the steady star nearby, Mu Geminorum, and try to see Propis change its brightness over a year. Propis will slowly change its brightness by about 50% over 234 days. Besides its variability, Propis has another claim to fame. It lies within 1 degree of the ecliptic we saw before. This is the apparent path that the sun makes in the sky throughout the year. This area is also the part of the sky where you can find the planets, the moon, and many other solar system objects. Objects that are just much closer to us than the distant stars. The ecliptic draws its name from being in the part of the sky where eclipses of the sun and moon can occur. Occasionally, the moon will pass in front of or occult Propis, hiding it from our view completely. Even less often, one of our solar system planets may occult the star. The last time this happened was in 1910, when, from our perspective here on Earth, planet Venus made its way in front of the star. To help you explore Propis, Gemini, and the rest of the night sky, try using a star chart or an app on your phone. Or you can use our special handout. This variable star episode is brought to you by Ball State University, the International Planetarium Society, and the American Association of Variable Star Observers, an international consortium of amateur and professional astronomers. For more information on variable stars and how to observe them, visit their website at aavso.org.